right. Wake Forest has been to 7 consecutive bowl games. They have won 5 of them. It's a pretty good run for Dave Clawson's group. Is it the best in Wake Forest history? Best run in Wake Forest history? Connor O'Neill, Deacons Illustrated, is joining us on the Adam Gold Show. So we start with the simple and the knuckle dragging. Is this the best Wake Forest has ever been?
I think so. Certainly, the only real comparison to make here is between 2006 and 2008, and that's only a 3-year stretch.
Right.
It continues to boggle my mind every time I write it, and it's getting to be a couple years in a row now that I've had to write it and keep adjusting, that the previously longest bowl streak in Wake Forest history was 3 years. they've now more than doubled it. It was a nice novelty thing when they made it 4 straight, and then it was 5 straight, then it was 6 straight, and they had doubled it, and now it's 7 straight. And, you know, this season is going to test them. Certainly the last 8 games after they come out of that off week is going to be pretty grueling, but it's certainly a roster that can make a bowl and make it 8 straight years, and you just keep stacking them, and they're going to continue to hope that they get a season like they did in 21 where they could compete for a conference championship.
But that would be remarkable in the first year of no divisions. But look, anything is possible. I know you also cover Duke, and I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that Duke beats Clemson in the opener, just because week one is weird, and I think Duke is good. I think Clemson is good, too. I'm not saying Duke's better than Clemson, but I wouldn't be completely – I would not fall off my chair if the Blue Devils won that game on the opening Monday night of the season. What sticks out to you, though, about what Clawson has done over this 7-year stretch? And their record is about 500 in league play, which frankly is pretty good for Wake Forest for over a 7-year run. What sticks out to you about this program?
The longevity and the sustainability of it. It all gets tied into being a developmental program. Like you haven't seen them grab top 25 classes like some people would like them to go out and do. They've stuck to the model that worked to get them to this point, and they've continued to target those types of recruits that they can come. You know, they're not bringing in your 320-pound freshman offensive lineman right. Who's going to start for 3 or 4 years and leave. They continue to get the multi-sport kid that is coming in at 260, and they put him in what they call the incubator and get him to a point where his 3rd, 4th, 5th year in the program, he can play at a really high level. And I think the previous staff, like Jim Grove, did a lot of things at Wake Forest that people didn't think was possible for Wake. Won an ACC championship, and that's kind of the one thing that he has over Clawson at this point when you compare resumes. But that staff, at the end of their tenure, their recruiting slipped, and they tried to grab some kids that they probably shouldn't have been going for. And that's something, you know, anything can happen in the future, but that's something that Dave Clawson and the staff haven't started doing yet. They grab a couple 4 stars a class, but it's mostly 3 stars that they can develop and hang on to, and that's pretty impressive.
Connor O'Neill, Deacons Illustrated, also Devils Illustrated. Same place you can are you on Threads yet?
Not on Threads. I'm on Twitter until it burns to the ground.
I mean, it's inevitable. I don't like what happened to my tweet deck. I don't know what they did. I can't. It took me like 20 minutes to send you a DM the other day. First of all, 27-28 is the record in ACC play in the last 7 years. And people say, well, it's only 500. Yeah, it's Wake Forest. I get it. That's still a pretty good run. What stands out to me about them over this run has been the level of athleticism. I mean, they almost always seem to have like, oh my gosh, that's an elite wide receiver. I can see him in the NFL. Or it's a defensive lineman that is pushing for a linebacker. They always seem to have athletes. And I think it's just remarkable to me that they have guys that look the part all the time. Let me just throw one more thing at you. And this is based on news of the day with what's going on at Northwestern. Dave Clawson's name has obviously come up. So, I mean, I can't imagine anything would happen now with with Clawson. I think he would just slam the phone down because of the timing of it all. But could you see Wake Forest losing a coach to Northwestern?
So it's interesting because for the last, definitely the last about 18 months since the end of the 21 season, and Dave, before, I think it was before they played that last game of the regular season at BC, they announced a contract extension for him.
Right.
And since then, I've pretty much said there are two jobs in college football that I would see Dave Clawson leaving Wake Forest for without, you know, getting the SEC deal of $50 million or whatever it would be.
Right.
That crazy monopoly money type contract. And those two schools have been Notre Dame and Northwestern. And so Northwestern, I think, does fit the profile of kind of what I had in mind, like that private academic driven school, could kind of punch up, if you will, and could recruit to a certain model that is similar to what he's done, not only at Wake, but at Bowling Green, at Richmond, at Fordham, everywhere else he's been. Where this becomes a non sequitur to me is Northwestern has to clear so many financial hurdles. They're now, to get a quality coach in there, you're going to have to overpay by a considerable amount. That's hard to do when you're trying to build an $800 million stadium, by the way. Yeah. So I guess those plans get put on hold. The part that really makes it a non sequitur, I'll get to the punchline here in a minute. Pat Fitzgerald and Dave Clawson have the same manager.
Agent.
It's Brian Harlan, a Chicago-based agent. I cannot see.
Macy's one-day sale starts tomorrow with deals of the day on the perfect wardrobe updates and home finds. Like 40 to 60% off summer styles she'll love. Up to 40% off her favorite shoes, handbags, and wallets. And 35 to 70% off bedding and bath featuring hotel collection and more. Plus, get contact-free curbside pickup or pickup in store today. Details at Macy's.com/pickup. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Northwestern going to war with Brian Harlan about Pat Fitzgerald's contract and how they fired him. And then they turn around and say, oh, by the way, we want to hire one of your other guys.
Right. Well, strange things.
Yeah. To me, that just cancels any rumors out.
By the way, if Mike Elko has another good year, he's also in that mix. I hope neither guy goes because they're both phenomenal coaches. All right, before I let you go, I got to ask you about this. So I keep seeing all these top pitchers across college baseball transferring to Wake Forest to pitch in really almost a goofy ballpark. It shouldn't produce good pitchers. But Wake Forest has this pitching lab that is the rage. What makes it so unique, and why haven't like every other school copied it already?
There are a few other pitching labs with college baseball programs. What Wake has that nobody else does is the infrastructure around it with the medical side. Dr. Kristen Nicholson is the name behind the kind of – it's not – she's not teaching them how to throw breaking balls and stuff like that. I think that's Mike McFerrin is the pitching lab coordinator and Corey Mascara is the pitching coach. But Kristen is breaking down kind of the evolutionary things in an arm as they throw. That's a huge part of it that kind of goes unreported, just in terms of, oh, they've got the pitching lab that can develop you. That's the selling point that kind of goes unnoticed when just we're talking about it.
I mean, how many guys got drafted? There were 9 in the first 10 rounds. I think they had 3 or 4 the next day. It's like half the roster got drafted.
Yeah, that bill was always going to come due, right? It was a extremely talented team, and it was an older team.
Yeah.
There weren't a bunch of freshmen and sophomores in there. They had one freshman in the lineup, and that's their shortstop. Keep an eye on him down the road. But, you know, it was an experienced roster, and the bill was going to come due, and this month was that time.
Yeah, that's why the portal is there. Connor O'Neill, I appreciate your time. He's not on Threads, but hey, that's okay. At Connor O'Neill _DI. Thank you, my friend. Get on Threads. I'm there. I don't, there's not a whole lot going on there yet, but who knows? Just be ahead of the game.
I prefer to be behind the game. Come on.
you're like a catcher.
I was so far behind the game on Facebook. I was kind of there as it was getting going, but yeah, I'll join when I know that Twitter is no longer an option.
Thanks, man. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Adam.